From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey Tuesday claimed to have killed at least 260 Syrian Kurdish fighters and Islamic State militants in a four-day offensive in the northwest Afrin province to clear the Turkish frontier of a security threat. The sound of Kurdish fighters exchanging gunfire with Turkish forces. President Donald Trump is expected to express U.S. concern about Operation Olive Branch in a phone call Wednesday with his Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the State Department, spokesperson Heather Nauert and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conveyed his alarm to the Turkish foreign minister.
The secretary has been frank and has been clear, and I think that's evident in the fact that he's had at least three conversations with him, in addition, negotiations and conversations that our embassy officials may be having as well. So I think that shows the level of concern.
However, Nauert said the U.S., a NATO ally of Turkey, understands Ankara's security concerns.
As much as we are concerned about destabilizing activities in northwestern Syria, we fully understand Turkey's concerns about different terrorist organizations.
The U.S. has urged Turkey to limit the military operation. Ankara said it will be short-lived. The main objective is to neutralize the so-called YPG Kurdish militia. Ankara insists they're terrorist allies of the outlawed Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. In the eastern Libyan city Benghazi, the death toll is nearly 30, with dozens wounded following a double car bombing. The first blast occurred outside a mosque. Moments later, a second blast tore through people, including security personnel who had gathered after the first blast. It's not clear who was responsible. Forces loyal to renegade General Khalil Haftar took control of the city last July. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has told Reuters the Trump administration's strategy to advance Israeli-Palestinian peace will be unveiled hopefully this year if the Palestinians return to the negotiations. The peace process has been stalemated since 2014. Pence said the White House has been working with its partners in the region to see if a framework for peace is possible. Regional analyst Russell Stone, professor emeritus of American University, said he has no idea what's in it.
It seems to be a kind of a phantom peace plan. What Vice President Pence has dangled is, of course, the prospect of revealing it once the parties to the dispute say they're willing to enter in negotiations. So it's really a two-step process before we'll ever know what's in the peace plan.
Pence said he and President Donald Trump hope it would improve the chances for peace. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking in Paris Tuesday, said Syria may still be using chemical weapons against its own people after rescue workers accused Damascus of using chlorine gas in the rebel-held enclave of eastern Ghouta.
Only yesterday, more than 20 civilians, most of them children, were victims of an apparent chlorine gas attack. The recent attacks in East Ghouta raise serious concerns that Bashar al-Assad's Syrian regime may be continuing its use of chemical weapons against its own people.
Tillerson accused Russia of complicity since Moscow intervened in the conflict on the side of Syria in 2015. Venezuela's pro-regime constituent assembly announced Tuesday elections are to be held by the end of April. President Nicolas Maduro, the hand-picked successor to Hugo Chavez, is expected to seek re-election but remains deeply unpopular as the South American country's economy collapses. Tulane University Venezuela specialist David Smild said the assembly violated electoral law in setting the time frame.
They almost always take place in December. In 2012, they were moved up to October, and they've never taken place in the first semester. But I think, constitutionally, it can happen any time this year. But the electoral law says that there should be 6 months of advance notice, so they're clearly violating that law.
Critics fear a fraudulent outcome as Mr. Maduro controls the political machinery in the country and commands a core of supporters while the political opposition remains divided. The UN has accused Congolese security forces of targeting UN monitors during clashes Sunday with anti-government protesters. At least six people were killed, dozens wounded when police opened fire on the marchers, demanding that President Joseph Kabila step down. A UN rights monitor was injured. South African anti-apartheid activist and ex-wife of the late President Nelson Mandela has been hospitalized with a kidney infection. 81-year-old Winnie Madikizela Mandela is expected to make a full recovery. And President Donald Trump will roll out the red carpet for a state visit for French President Emmanuel Macron in April.
That's the latest world news from VOA.